Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's AREUS medical.com.
This is the PT Pinecast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pinecast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
All right, so we're doing Graham Sessions 2017. Microphones on. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. And I'm not supposed to. This is the rule of Graham Sessions. You can say whatever you want that's come from your idea-wise, but you're not supposed to tag it to anybody. And it's like Fight Club. You know, you're supposed to talk about it, but you're not supposed to talk about it. So you can introduce yourselves if you want.
My accent will give it away.
You're not going anywhere without anybody knowing who you are. So you might as well introduce yourself.
I am not Sharon Dunn.
You're not Sharon Dunn. Let's just call you Wonder Woman, because one time, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, you played Wonder Woman. At the Oxford debate, and that was classic. So who else are we talking to? This guy's known.
I am not Justin Moore.
He's not Justin. All right, we'll be not Sharon Dunn and not Justin Moore. All right, so how many Graham Sessions have you been to, Sharon?
Today was the 10th anniversary of the Graham Sessions, and I've been to all 10.
Batting 1,000.
I'm probably batting 700, so they'll put maybe 7 or 10.
They'll put you in the Hall of Fame if you bat 300.
Exactly.
So let's just, I mean, we'll 700 ain't bad. All right, so my questions have been so far with everybody I've talked to tonight, whether they've been to, this is their first Graham Session or 10 out of 10. The theme that I'm interviewing the founders tomorrow is, what did you know then and what do you know now? So going back, what's one thing you've taken away? Because this is a different type of conference. It's small in that there's 150 people in terms of conferences compared to CSM at 11,000, 13,000. It's not. What's some things you've taken from the past conferences and been able to apply? They call it Monday morning applicable. What's some things you've taken from the past and said, you know what? This is something I really need to push forward within the field.
I think it's a garden. The Graham Sessions is kind of like a garden to me where seeds are planted.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what is going to come to fruition.
Nope.
So ideas and innovation are planted at the Graham Sessions and they mature to ideas that we take with us. I heard several things today. Actually, I had a sidebar with Justin about some conversations today about where to take the ideas we were hearing today and implement them into some of the work of the association. I think it's more of a greenhouse, and I can't really put my finger on what we've harvested because it's been so rich.
I don't think you have to now. And I think I look at things differently because I came from a communications background, which I brought up today. I'll call myself out. I brought up today. We heard a lot of questions, but not a lot of answers. And some people are like, well, we heard a lot of questions and not a lot of answers. Great. We've identified a lot of questions that need answers. But we don't have to answer them today because they're hard questions. And if they were easy, they'd be answered already. So now we've identified the questions, and all these smart people will have a couple drinks, and they're going to go home in a day or two, and they're going to think about those things. Those seeds are planted, and eventually we're going to say, you know that question that was asked? I might have an answer, and that's going to come up somewhere down the line, and that's the only way things evolve. That's the only way things evolve. So what have you taken away from past?
Well, my first thought was very similar, that this is a spark factory. It's where a lot of sparks kind of get, and some of them smolder for a while and you think about them, some of them catch fire and some burn out really quickly.
Yeah.
That was my original thought, but I think over the last couple years what I've really seen is the diversity of thought, really seeing people embrace that. And I think early in the stages, it was sort of people, even though they said it was an area to really spark thought, there was a lot of lack of comfort in the, you know, taking on different perspectives. And you've really seen that mature.
Sure.
And that diversity of thought, I think, makes people think differently and helps us get out of groupthink.
Yeah.
And that's powerful if we can keep out of that groupthink. And then I think probably the other thing that I've really noticed is people are starting to embrace the spirit of inquiry. And so maybe sometimes it is just about asking the question.
Yeah.
And you might not have the answer. And if we can just embrace that spirit of inquiry, that'll help us. So those are two of the things that I kind of take home from it.
Yeah, I had a classmate who even as very simply as she asked me, why did you start the podcast that you did in school? And I was like, well, I don't know. Like, you know, I knew how to do it, so I did it. And she's like, she kind of just called me up. Bullshit. No, why did you do it? And I was like, well, I don't know. Like, it was fun. And she's like, no, bullshit. And she kept asking literally the same question, and my answer kept changing. My answer kept changing because I didn't know the right answer at first. I didn't know why. And then eventually afterward, she kept asking the same question. And eventually I was like, I need to be introspective on this. I need to reflect on this because I don't know the answer. And then eventually I did, but that's the only way change comes about is by continually asking the tough question you don't have an answer for that you eventually answer the question.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they?
Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AUREUSmedical.com. Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pinecast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake it big, boys!
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpinecast.com. Let's see what this button does.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
What's coming next? Everyone likes to forecast. We like to predict. You guys know what's coming next. But what do you think's coming next? What do you feel? Or what have you heard today? Where are all the questions coming from? In terms of, I heard a lot of questions about, you know, there's some questions about PT education. A lot of questions about communications about the field, which was a great discussion. What's coming next? Where are we going to know 5 gram sessions from now?
I think there's becoming a greater openness to change, whether it's education models, whether it's collaboration. Definitely a theme I heard today was there seems to be less chest pounding and more like maybe we should be talking to other people. Yeah. Maybe we should be collaborating. And I think that's sort of... I think that really starts to open that, you know, you're not going to be penalized or looked down on if you're talking to other people and you're collaborating. And, you know, it kind of came up with the get off our island.
Yeah.
And I think that's get out of our shell, whatever you want to cry. With that insularity that we sometimes gravitate toward, there's getting to be more comfort with maybe we should be pushing those boundaries out.
Yeah. Okay. Thing I took away was a lot of people and just the way people talk, because there's a lecturer or a presenter at Graham Sessions, and then there's 3 kind of wireless mics just set up, and you can walk up at any time and just kind of stand there, and eventually the moderator will say, okay, we're going to go to this person over here, and you can say what you think. People will say what they think, and what I liked was the next person will say, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate that, and I would like to say this. It was never like, I disagree with what you're saying. I'm gonna now counter what you're saying and put you and dismiss it. I'm going to say, I get it. Okay, that's a valid part of the conversation. I'm going to add this, and I'm going to step away, and the group will now decide where this goes. So where do you think? What are things going to next?
First, I'll comment on what your observations were, and I think this is something that our foremothers did with great competence, is a respectful dialogue of debate and disagreement. That's how dissent, the power of dissent, is coming up with a better outcome than any one person can come up with by themselves. So making decisions in a vacuum is dangerous. But hearing the conversation and hearing debate and dialogue plants those seeds of growth and maturation. And I think the environment that we're in right now, this disrupted healthcare delivery system, plus the looming educational debt bubble that we see is forcing us to be open to change. Because if we're not open to change, we lose our relevance in the marketplace and in the academy. So as one of the presenters said today, there's no better time to be a physical therapist than right now, because the opportunities, even though some look at them as challenges, the opportunities are great for us to make a difference for the public, for our patients, and for the students coming through our programs.
I think what a lot of people today were also doing was identifying where we need to pay attention. I don't care what kind of 12-step program you're in. The first thing is, I have a problem. Admitting you have a problem. Identifying the problem and saying, I have a problem. Here's my problem. When you do it in a room of 150 people who are really, really invested in solving that problem, identifying it has to be step one. Okay, now it's on the table. Now how do we go forward? What do we do next? It's also not bad to do it in a location that's overlooking the Gulf of Mexico in January when we were in the Northeast. You're warm all the time, Sharon.
I am warm all the time, but I don't have a nice sandy beach at my house.
Justin and I are in the Northeast, where we're like, this sucks.
Exactly.
But this ain't bad being on the beach.
It wasn't a rough day to come down here or a rough time of the year. So,
and it wasn't even that bad in D.C. when we left, but like this ain't, walking on the sand ain't
gorgeous,
that bad. So every episode that we record is a pint, and before we're done with pints, we do shots, parting shots of wisdom.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at OptumFellowship.com.
We've only been through day one of two of Graham sessions. What's something you think you want to impart upon the field that we can leave them thinking with?
Don't be afraid to question the status quo.
Thank you. I like that. Drop the mic. Walk off stage.
Mine was very similar. Adopt a posture of learning. I mean, we're with, in some ways, a cast of misfits here. But these are the people who are challenging the status quo. You know, I sit in that room and I'm just amazed by some of our colleagues that are working with industry, that are doing prevention. They're really challenging the boundaries of practice. And so adopting that posture of learning puts you in the right position to grow.
Fantastic. Not Justin Moore, not Sharon Dunn. Thanks for coming out for the episode on the PT Podcast at Graham Sessions. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Jimmy.
The PT Podcast is packing up the cooler and taking the show on the road again.
Where are you guys going this time?
The stars at night, a big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The PT Pinecast is headed to the Lone Star State.
Everything's bigger in Texas, right?
This will be the biggest collection of physical therapists of the year.
The APTA's combined sections meeting in San Antonio this February.
We'll be recording our show live all over the conference, from the PT Pack Party to PT Pub Night, and maybe even find us hosting an after-hours party somewhere.
That's actually most likely going to happen.
You can find us every day with our sponsor, Aureus Medical Staffing, in the Expo Center at their booth,
recording our shows live on site.
And yes, we'll have some free stuff to give away. We'll see you in Texas at CSM with Aureus Medical Staffing.
You know, none of my exes actually live in Texas.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.